I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a big old episode for us.
It's a big one.
It's a real big one. It's a big one because...
Have you got a big announcement?
I don't have a big announcement. Just...
No?
No. What kind of announcement...
Your hair's looking very thick.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's not my announcement that I'm going to make about the episode. Well, thanks very
looking
much.
Looking very young.
Am I?
Yeah.
What? Well, that's my announcement that I'm looking young. Hello.
What have you been doing?
I haven't been doing anything.
Like a spring chicken.
What? Are you serious? Are you taking the piss?
Looking like a plucked chicken.
What do you mean? I'm not looking like a plucked chicken. I look like
plucked spring chicken.
I look like you got a bit of a quiff going on.
Yeah.
I haven't had a quiff since I was 12.
Well, it's not like a deliberate thing. It's just something that happens.
You don't style it that way?
No. Do you know what happens is I put a hat on.
Yeah.
And the only place the hair can go is out of that little hole. So it makes a little quiff. But then, you know, obviously I took my hat off.
Yeah.
To you.
To what? You took your hat off to speak to me? Because it was polite.
Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. Man.
And then, but it's nice. It's a beautiful sunny day here today, yeah. But it's a bit chilly. It's been a bit
that's not what we need
cold
to,
the past week.
That's not what we wanted to announce, by the way. We're here.
Wait, this isn't a Texas weather forecast?
No, this is not a Texas weather forecast. This is just a bigger announcement because to everyone...
Not even really a forecast.
Wasn't a forecast. We don't need the forecast.
We just wanted to announce to everyone that we've got 200 episodes under our belt.
We have... This is our 200th episode. 200. Yep. 200 episodes. We started this podcast 4 years ago. And we've done our 200th episode, Friday episode, our 200th one. That is insane.
Yeah, that is quite something.
When we first started this, we were literally like, well, maybe we just do it for like a month and see what happens. And now we're in our 200th episode. So what we want to do is give a big shout out to all of you private parters, all of that community of people.
All of you.
All of you, every single person.
All of you out there sitting there listening, maybe walking around listening.
Yeah, all of you who listen to our podcast every single week and have done since the beginning, or perhaps you're new. I don't know. Maybe you're just a newbie and you've just jumped on to listen to us.
Maybe you've met one of us and we've told you about the podcast and you're like, what is it you do? And then we're like, we do a podcast. And then they're now they're here listening to it.
Yeah, you could have done that. But it's our 200th episode and we are so proud, so excited, so proud of the whole team. So proud of everyone, so proud of what the stories that we shared and we're still going today and making you guys laugh and entertain every single Friday and every single week. And as a little...
It's amazing that we could just do... It's so fun to just do this, isn't it? This podcast.
Yeah, dude, it's so fun. But as a sort of, you know, pledge to our 200th episode, we thought we'd get a few guests on. So we're not going to do one guest today. We're going to do a trio of guests. Three different guests that we've plucked out, like the little spring chickens we are. as you said. We've plucked out three
like
different
a feather from a spring chicken.
Yeah, like a feather from a spring chicken. We've plucked them out. And so today we're going to have three different guests on. We're not going to tell you who they are. It's a big surprise. We're going to have three different people, three of our favorite people that we've had on over the past years. You'll know them if you are a fan of the podcast. Perhaps you won't know them, but that's what we're going to do. I'm just so proud that we're 200 episodes in. Think of the stories we shared. The stories we've shared. The things think we've done, Francis.
Think of all the compromat.
What do you mean? What do you mean compromat?
The world has on you.
Yeah. A lot of stuff that I've said that I'm literally like, why have I said that? Like that story
it's not really compromat if it's on the in the public domain.
You haven't really shared.
It's just a matter of public record.
You haven't really shared any stories.
No, of course not.
I've shared a lot, but
because I suppose I have. Do you know what? I have shared some stuff, haven't I?
Yeah, you have shared some stuff.
Yeah, like
what's your favorite? What's your favorite story that I've shared over the 200 episodes?
Oh, easily the tying your willy to the door and slamming it shut. I think
really?
I think it just says so much about you.
Can I tell you something as well that happened to me the other day? This is genius. Before we get our first guest on, which we're very excited for, this will lead us nicely into it. Because everyone's in lockdown at the moment and all these different things, I got an email in. You know, all these influencers and people are out in Dubai having like a lovely time and on the beach and people are hating. But Dubai's open, right, for people to travel to. I got an email through saying, "Hi, Mr. Lang. We absolutely adore you in Dubai. We'd love you to come over and enjoy it and have fun and do it. And we would love you to do a show over here, a big corporate show." And I was like, what? For like loads of money. I was like,
really?
Oh my God, they're going to fly me out to Dubai first class to do a big show. I was like, this is epic. So I replied saying, well, what type of show would you want me to do for the corporate show?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, you're going to love this. It's going to be great. We want you to do it. We love you out here. And I was thinking, this is great. And they said, we would love you to do a section of your musical. I was like, what?
What?
And they thought that I was the guy from Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
Oh my God. You should have done that.
What, gone out there and pretended I was Jamie from the actual musical?
Yeah, you should have done that. Because
it would be fraudulent. It would be fraudulent. It would be
No, because it's their mistake. You say, I am Jamie.
And just go out there and then just pretend to do the musical.
Well, then, and then you're going to do it?
No, obviously I'm not going to go out there and pretend I'm Jamie from Everybody's Talking About Jamie, the West End musical.
Yeah.
I thought about
it. But yeah, I guess you did do the dance though, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't do the dance. That was a made up dance.
Yeah, but you could effectively pull it off.
Yeah, but it was only 90 seconds. What would I do for the rest of it?
Answer questions.
About the musical.
Have you ever done like a talk, right, where they booked you to do a talk and then you like basically do like a couple of minutes of talking and they say, right, now questions for like 45 minutes.
All right, everyone, hope you enjoyed that. Now, any questions? And no one puts their hand up and they're like, okay, yeah. any questions over here? Right, this is our 200th episode, ladies and gentlemen. We're very excited for it. We have our first guest up on our 200th episode. He's a friend of the podcast. He's been on it many times. He's hosted it a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready. Here we go. We're going to bring him in right now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Lucy.
Lucy.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah,
one, two.
Francis, you're going to love this, Tom. Francis is recording this in his car.
Jamie, it's not just a car, it's a podcast studio.
Francis, are you finally living in your car? Has it finally happened?
I don't know. It's just very quiet in here.
Actually, do you know what? It actually could quite be plausible. Francis keeps saying he's recording the podcast in the car because it's better for sound.
It's been a shocking year for the cider industry. Francis is living in his car.
Do you know what? It's funny though, but I actually. right now, I think if I was living in my car, it's been so cold, I probably would have frozen to death. It's been surprisingly cold in Texas.
Are you still in Texas?
He's still in Texas, yeah.
Oh, my God. Hotel? Yeah, I thought I saw you on the news the other day storming the White House.
Yeah. I was in Texas then. I was watching it on TV.
I recognise the eyes.
Yeah. I was wearing a bullhorn helmet.
Yeah.
You were the one who was carrying out, what is it, the stand smiling at the camera. Yeah. He's holding the stand.
Oh, God. How come you're still in Texas? You've been there for so long.
Because I got a business out here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whoa, Jesus.
I'll back off,
Hey, Tom, hey, listen.
Yes, what a pleasure to be here, by the way. Thank you so much for having me.
Buddy, are you
kidding me? No, it's great to have you here.
Are you kidding me? Hey, listen, so it's our
200... Why don't you guys come out and visit me in Texas?
Oh, I would love that.
Because you know it's all open here.
Jamie, it's all free. It's utopia.
Everything is free.
Jamie, let's rent a car and go to Texas.
Well, and drive to Texas.
No, we'll just rent to sleep. Just to sleep in.
To sleep in.
Hey, are we allowed to do that? Are we allowed to go to Texas?
No, do you know the only way that you could come here is what Zoe had to do, because she couldn't come straight here because of the COVID. So we had to go... I met her in Mexico City for 2 weeks. So you can come to Mexico City.
Would you meet us in Mexico, Francis?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
You know, I got stuff to do. Yeah. But
You've got a business to run.
I've got a business to run.
Me and Jamie, we can make our way from Mexico. We can get across the border, can't we, Jamie?
It's like we're on the run.
It's like this is a BBC Three show in itself, isn't it? Tom and Lucy and Jamie Francis try and get across the border.
Who do you think will be shot first? I reckon Francis, you'll be shot first.
Do you remember that old game show called Hole in the Wall? It's like a sort of slightly darker version of Hole in the Wall.
Jamie knows a thing or two about a hole in the wall, don't you?
Glory holes in the wall, Jamie.
Jamie knows a thing or two about a glory hole.
Hey, Tom, this is our...
He likes it because they don't ask him for pictures.
I'd still recognise you, Jamie, through a glory hole. Wait a minute, that's Jamie Lang's penis. I've seen it so many times.
Hey, Tom, listen, it's our 200th episode, and
I know. Happy birthday!
And obviously, you.
Who better to get for our first guest of three?
Who were the other two?
Our guest.
We pretty much just wanted you.
I'm the most.
You're the warm up act.
Oh, don't say that, Francis.
Hey, but look, you got a gig.
Yeah, to be honest, I'll take the work.
Tom, try and warm up the listeners. Hey, you in the checkered shirt.
Hey, where are you from? My kind of town. My kind of town.
But Tom, honestly,
But honestly,
copy me, Francis.
Whatever you want, Francis. I'm all yours. What do you want to know?
It would be great if you guys came over and visited.
I would love to.
You could come do a.
This is.
What just happened there,
Francis? What are you
Someone
doing?
Leant on my car.
Someone leant on.
Did the traffic lights just go green? Francis is driving and doing a podcast at the same time. He's indicating and changing lanes.
The police have just come up and told him to move again. Oh, are you? Get out.
There's a wolf looking at me.
A wolf?
A wolf.
There's a wolf looking at you.
A coyote or something.
Are you safe, Francis? I'm worried about you. Where are you? You sound like you're in danger.
No, I'm all right. Don't worry.
So anyway, Tom, as I was saying, it's our 200th episode. You are...
Yes.
You're just one of our favourite people.
The
favourite.
We wanted to
save
the best for first.
Yeah. Yeah, as the old saying goes.
To coin a phrase.
Yeah.
And obviously we wanted to bring you on just firstly say thank you. All of the audience love you. And just, you know, we just had so many great times over the past... few years, and this I feel like this is where you and I and Francis became really good pals, because we're good pals now, and I think we became really good pals on the podcast.
Well, actually, I don't know, Jamie. You know, Tom and I kind of got to know each other on the circuit.
That's true, yeah.
What glory hole? What do you do? What do you mean, the circuit? Yeah.
The glory hole circuit.
The Hampstead Heath circuit.
But do you know what? But we're actually, as it turns out, Tom, aren't we? We're expanding your profile in America.
That's right. Yeah, Francis sent me a text.
About a month ago,
and it was a screenshot of a DM that he got on Instagram, and it was someone in America saying, "I'm a big fan of Private Parts. I love the Tom Lucy episode. Is he really famous in the UK? Because in America, no one knows who he is. but I really love him." And so that was nice. And Francis then confirms that no, he is in fact not famous in England either.
No, I did. I said that you're extremely famous, but you're very.
But I employ a very, very good PR team who keep me off everything.
You're very private.
I want to be like Nick Drake. There's a cool reference if you get that.
Who's Nick Drake?
Exactly.
Drake's brother.
Francis will get that reference. Jamie won't. Francis will get it.
Who is that? Who is Nick Drake?
Jamie.
Chris Drake. Isn't that
he's
the guy?
He's a rapper from
Drake.
From Canada.
No. Drake.
Drake from Drake and Josh.
He's from Montreal.
Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So how are you boys?
Oh, Tom, we're just swell, buddy. We're just so...
Hey, it's great.
We're so swell, but...
It's all good.
Hey, listen, we just wanted to say to you, just a big thank you. And, you know, hopefully there's going to be many more episodes of you on the podcast. And before it's 200th episode, we just want to say thank you.
Of the 200 episodes you've done, I've featured on... At least 100 of them.
I think you've been spoken about. If you've been spoken about and featured on at least 100.
I can't remember how many I've been on, but it's a lot.
Medic.
Oh wait, we should trace your Google trends.
Yeah.
Tom Lucy.
So is the plan for 200 more?
Yeah, 100%. 200 more. We're going to go for it.
I think
we're going to keep going.
100, that would be 100%, Jamie. That's very good.
We're going to keep going. We started this and we thought maybe we'll do this for a bit, but now we're 200 episodes in.
Why would we stop?
Well, it's a good... Exactly. There's an old showbiz saying, Francis, don't quit a hit. And you, sir, have a hit on your hands.
Yeah.
Do you agree, Jamie?
So I will still do it, even if there's like a few listeners
don't
going.
Don't quit a hit. Remember that.
I've never heard
Jamie
that.
Knows that because he's still doing Made in Chelsea 35 years later. So he knows not to quit a hit.
But no, I mean, I guess it's you know, the jury's out on whether it's still a hit. I don't know, Jamie, is it still a hit?
What, Chelsea or our podcast? Which one?
Chelsea.
Well, no. I'm not filming that at the moment. So
what? You quit?
Little scoop for us. I'm not filming at the moment. No, yeah.
Wait,
I'm not
so you're taking a break?
At the moment, yeah, I'm taking a break.
Pursue other ventures.
Jamie, is there a slot for me to fill in Made in Chelsea?
Oh, Tom, I would just love you to come on. If you were to do Made in Chelsea, then I would 100% come do it with you.
Lurt.
Wouldn't that be fun? Me and you sat at the Bluebird Cafe.
Oh, I would just love
it. Why don't we just make our own one?
All right, let's do it. Chase it getting across the border.
We all live, all three of us live in the same part of London, so we could just do it
in a car, in Francis' car. Hey, Tom, listen, you know, we have our other guest who's going to come on, so we just wanted to steal just 10 minutes of your time and just say thanks for everything that you've done.
Who is the next guest?
Giovanni from Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, that's a good guest.
Yeah, great guest. That's,
so we've got to up our game.
We're not upping our game. But buddy, so listen, we just want to steal 10 minutes, but we just adore you.
Well, I adore you both. You know that.
Oh, thanks, buddy. All right, mate.
What's the latest, Tom?
No, Francis, that was us. That was us.
Francis, our next guest.
Tom, what's the latest? What's going on in your life?
So much. Shall I tell you? Shall I get stuck in?
Yeah, come on.
There's so much to tell.
There we go. That was it. Yeah. There's so much to tell. What's going on?
No, I'm going to be in the new series of Made in Chelsea.
That's exciting. It would honestly
make my time. Hey, Tom,
who's your favourite character from Made in Chelsea?
Francis, we have our next guest who's about to come on the podcast, so we have to say goodbye to Tom.
Okay.
Can we have all of them?
Well, I think it would be too much.
It'll be too chaotic.
Too chaotic. Unfortunately.
Yeah, it'll be like a family.
Could have a bit of an
quiz,
overlap.
Won't it?
We could have a bit of an overlap, but
no, look, I don't want to mess up the format.
Yeah, that's a really good format that we have here.
I'm a stickler for the format. Here he is,
Giovanni!
Giovanni! Hey! Oh.
You have to say goodbye to our first guest, which is Tom Lucy. Tom, meet Gio. Gio, meet Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Gio. I love your shirt, Gio.
Thank you very much. It's very sexy, I thought.
You look fit.
I was going to make an effort for Francie, you know, not for you.
Oh.
Do you like my shirt, Gio?
I love your shirt. What's that?
It's a classic sweat.
You see, I'm going for the Italian version of it.
Yeah. We're getting on well. Jamie and Francis, do you want to leave the call?
All right, yeah, I'm going to sign off.
No, Tom.
Okay, listen,
Tom,
I'm going to go. Thanks for having me.
We love you, buddy.
I love you all.
We'll see you later,
see
Tom.
See you soon. Bye,
see you later,
buddy.
Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, Gio.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Giovanni.
Hi, Jamie.
This is obviously our 200th episode, and you were one of our favourite episodes we've ever had. And so we've asked you to come back on the podcast because your episode was just the best thing ever. So you're now part of the 200 club, and we're going to do another 200 episodes after this, and you're going to have to be on for a lot more.
Oh, I don't understand how people listen to you for 200 episodes, but, you know, it's actually quite interesting because it's an amazing podcast because of Francis, not because of you, as we know.
That's total bull. Do you know what I don't understand? I can't understand how people can dance with you for 8 weeks. I would honestly shoot you. Like, that's... It's horrible.
And then you're going to kiss me.
That's a threat of violence right there.
It is, isn't it? It's so violent. Where are you, by the way, Francis?
I'm in Texas.
He said, how are you? Not where are you?
No, I said, what are you?
He said, where are you? Don't you speak Italian, Jamie?
Gio can't really. Gio's English is just shocking.
You can't even talk. You are Scottish. Try to pretend to be posh when you speak.
What?
So you know, basically, he's Scottish.
Yeah, he actually has a Glaswegian accent.
I don't have a Glaswegian accent at all. You know, and I just love to repeat this. You know, when Gio first started doing Strictly Come Dancing, he couldn't speak any English whatsoever. They had to have a translator.
No.
They had to have a translator.
I had the thing on my ear because I couldn't understand anything they were saying. So they were translating to me.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
It is. It's quite impressive, isn't it? It's rewarding. The fact that now I can have a conversation and be a guest on the podcast.
He let his dancing do the talking. Did,
yeah. And then what we also got to remember, all the listeners, is that G and I have just spent the last 9, 10, 11, 12 weeks together doing this Strictly Come Dancing, and I was the one who knocked him out in the semi-finals. So,
really? Wow. Wait, so you beat him?
Yeah.
He did beat me. But, you know, we don't want to go there because I have to say, actually, Francis, you remember when we were talking about Jamie being on Strictly or not, and we're not sure about what Jamie was going to be, good or bad. I have to say, actually surprised everybody, and it was very good. It's the only time in my life I'm going to be nice to him, but he did a fantastic job, and he deserved to be in the final all the way.
Yeah, he really outdid himself.
He did the only one good dance, and that good dance threw him to the final, which you think was
his best dance?
The Charleston. I did actually more than one. I love the Hercules one, the Charleston.
You did not like the Hercules one. You did not.
I hate that. And I love the couple choice.
I liked the one where you did the Grease one, Danny Zuko.
I didn't do that. That was Nicola Adams. She did. Did you watch any of Gio's? Because Gio had...
I thought you were Danny Zuko.
I'm Danny Zuko from Scotland.
No, we had Gio was with Ranveer. Did you watch any of Gio's dances, Francis?
No. Do you know what I had to watch on Twitter the clips because it wasn't shown over here.
So you couldn't catch up. You couldn't do that.
I just watched online.
At the end of the night, I used to. Giovanni was always trending on Twitter. It was trending all the time on Twitter. And Gio once came over to me and I said, "Can I just see what your Twitter says?" And I went through his Twitter, and his Twitter honestly just said things like that. There was one which was a picture. A woman had sent a picture of a waterfall, and she said, "This is my vagina watching Giovanni dance."
Really?
I can confirm that. I think it's the dance style. You know, being a dancer, you have to show yourself a little bit more, you know.
It's those hips.
Yeah, it's the hips, isn't it? Hips doesn't lie. But I have to say, Jamie Lennon was quite sexy, wasn't it?
No, I was not sexy ever. I was never sexy.
Actually, we're the opposite of sexy. But he did a good job. Come on, we have to say that. You did a fantastic job.
That's true. I think, Jamie, you really outdid yourself. You surprised everyone. I think you surprised the nation. And I think next year you're going to win it.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say
it. I think you're going to win it next time.
Well, you know, Gio's never won it either. Just to let you know, Gio's never won it. And also, think how many chances he's had to win it. He hasn't actually. You've never won it. I don't understand that.
Well, you bring me here on the Thursday, on the Tuesday night for the Shiraz for me for being like, he hasn't won it. I beat him up, you know.
Sorry, I know.
Thank you, Jamie.
Okay, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice now. Gio is one of the most talented dancers and nicest, funniest people that I know, and that's the truth. And that's the only time I'm going to say it, and I'll never say it again.
But and he doesn't know that many people. So
what I tell you what I'm so impressed with, right, with the professional dancers, is that I know people talk about Strictly, and it's one of those big things. It's unbelievable how the professional dancers have to take someone who's never danced before, train them for 9 weeks or 14 weeks, what it is, and you think that the celebrities are exhausted. How tired are you by the end, Gio?
Well, basically, we don't stop at all, mate. Like, you guys have a Sunday off, but we don't because we have to make the routine for the week after. So basically, we don't really, really stop at all for 6 months, 5 months, whatever it is. But, you know, when you have people like you, like Ram, you're like my partner before, it's rewarding when you go on the Saturday night and everybody loves the job that you've done. So it's just, you know, it's what we love to do. That's what we are. That's what we do. Sometimes it's easier. Sometimes it's, you know, more difficult. But we love doing that. And the good thing
about...
Who's been your hardest partner? Go on, tell us.
My hardest partner? I love all of them. I'm so BBC trained, I can't really say anything.
Debbie McGee said she hated you. That's what she
Yes. Debbie McGee loved me. All of them loved me, and I love all of them. We're still in touch with all of them, you know?
They're
all fantastic for different reasons.
Who would you have loved to teach, but you didn't get a chance to?
As I said, I, would be my celebrity.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
I always say that I want to dance with Elizabeth, the Queen.
You wait. Hang on, Gio. Your perfect partner is to dance with the Queen, and you called her Elizabeth.
Yeah, Elizabeth, Lizzie.
Are you on first name?
Girl, I tell you why. Because she's so popular, and it's the only way I can win the show. Only if I dance with Lizzie.
Wait, why would you call her Elizabeth? Why wouldn't you say I just want to dance with the Queen? Why would you say Elizabeth?
Her name is Elizabeth, isn't it? Oh. Lizzie.
It's not Lizzie. Yeah. You would never ever meet the Queen and you wouldn't go up to her and say, hey, Lizzie, or hey, Elizabeth.
I'd say, hey, babes. Hey, babes, you're right.
you would have to say, you'd be like, hello, Your Majesty. You wouldn't say
it. Of course, I say, Your Majesty. Mom, Your Majesty. And you do all of that.
Why are you nodding your head? Is that what you do?
He was being knighted there, I think.
So can you hear that Sir Giovanni Panisci coming out? Not by any chance, isn't it?
I would love that. Hey, buddy, listen. We wanted to get you on the podcast because, as we said, it's our 200th episode. Your episode still is one of the favourites from the listeners and also one of our favourites. And all jokes aside, you're one of the greatest people I know. So
even the people who don't listen to it is their favorite episode.
Yeah. Even if they
I think everywhere I go now, and people talking to me, like, this podcast was quite funny. Everywhere I go now, everybody say, "Can you say hippopotamus for me? Can you say hippopotamus for me?" Everywhere I go.
What is this puss? What is this puss? The hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. is a mix between hippopotamus and a moose?
Hippopotamus.
Hey, Gio, listen, buddy, we just wanted to steal you for 10 minutes, which we've done. I just want to say, buddy, you're a complete legend. Thank you for coming on our 200th episode. And
so
listen, buddy, we all adore you, and you're just epic in every single way.
Guys, please keep doing what you're doing, because this is the only thing I listen when I run. So you guys keep doing what you're doing. You're amazing. Keep doing it.
Gracias.
De nada.
That's Spanish. Why did you just speak Spanish to him?
I'm Italian.
Why did you speak?
Yeah, but you can show it off. I'm Italian. You show off. Oh,
grazie. Grazie.
That's better.
You know, Gio
grazie.
Can.
Grazie. Molto
can,
bene.
Gio can understand Spanish, but he can't speak it.
I can speak Spanish, Russian, English, Romanian.
No, you can't speak Romanian.
I can speak Romanian, absolutely. I can speak a lot of languages.
Say something in Romanian. Go on. Say something in Romanian.
Ce faci?
Don't call me fat. What did you say?
Ce faci? He said, how are you? He said, bine. Mulțumesc cu plăcere. I can speak Romanian. I can tell you.
Oh,
that.
God. You're just so talented. Giovanni, hey, buddy. We listen. We love you. As always.
Love you.
See you later, my brother.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye, Gio.
See you later.
Bye.
Well, Francis, Frankie.
Yeah.
We just had two of our lovely guests on.
God, you know what? That was so great that, you know, I think we need to have a little break.
Oh, God, what a great idea. Why don't you give us a question of the week? Why don't you give us a question of the week before the break, and then we can come back for part two with the answer.
All right. What was the first species to develop agriculture? I'll give you a hint. It was a million years or more before we did.
Okay, so I reckon it's going to... Okay, it's going to be sharks. It's going to be something to do with water. It's going to be a fish. It's going to be some sort of fish.
So you're saying that fish developed agriculture before humans?
Yeah, that's what I think. Fish.
You think so? Yeah. Well, how can you be a bit more specific?
Nope, just going to say fish. That's all it is. Sea life.
All right, well, we will let you know in part... three.
No, part two, buddy. We'll see you.
Part two.
Yeah. And also, back in part two, we have another, our last and final wonderful guest. So get ready for that. We'll see you in part two, everybody.
See you in part two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.